Yeah, the purpose of this call, folks, is just to spread the joy and the excitement of NECANN across the country. We're having some really wonderful things that are occurring in NECANN. And NECANN is a business where if you do it right, it's a pure joy. And this morning on this call, I noticed a thread of commonality in this call between Mac McDonald, who's going to be basically emceeing this call today. Mac is distributor of the year this year with his wife Pat. And Mac, you know, when you were beginning in your NECANN career, you had your wife Patricia was ill, and you were really looking for an answer for her. And I don't know that whole story, but I know that the answer did reveal itself in the NECANN products, and you ended up with a helpmate to help you build a multi-million-dollar business in NECANN, and now you have a healthy wife. And Melanie Yore, who's going to be introduced this morning, has also a loved one in her family that she was really looking for an answer for. And it's starting her NECANN career. So this common thread has repeated itself over and over so many times in so many lives in NECANN. But what it's doing, it's as it should be building a multi-billion dollar business. And the whole goal here, folks, in NECANN is that we have a business here that really can change America's healthcare. We can change the whole direction of America's health if we get across the beautiful story of the NECANN technologies, how they work with the human body, and how simply we can change our home to make a healthy home environment. First of all, Mac, thank you for being on the call. Well, it's both Mac and Pat because we are a team and we do things together. Is Pat there? Yes, she's on.
I am here, but he's learned how to mute me at certain times.
Wow, that's a skill for a husband. thank you, Pat. I didn't know for sure if you'd be on the call. And we have Sherry Clark on the call, and Sherry Clark is the proud sponsor of Melanie Yore. And Sherry, would you just give us a quick introduction here of Melanie?
I'll probably do it, Jim.
Okay, Jack.
Yes, I will. We got a call, back in February, I think, or March. The local Chamber of Commerce was having a health fair, and we had gone to those health fairs lots of times. We never really got a lot out of it, so we were kind of questioning, should we go to this thing or not? Well, anyway, we went and wound up being the last booth to close. And kind of towards the end of the afternoon, this lady walks by with her three children. And this little nudge hits me and says, you need to talk to her. So I said something inane, don't even know what it was. And she leans down and speaks to one of the children in French. And I said, oh, you're multilingual. I need somebody in my business like that. And I think, Melanie, you said something like, well, what do you do? And I said, well, we help autistic children. And she points to her daughter, Bella, and says she's autistic. And I pointed to Sherry and I said, she used to have fibromyalgia, and she points to her mother-in-law visiting from Spain. She also speaks Spanish. And she said, she has fibromyalgia. And I said, Melanie, we really need to talk. And so we got together. And I don't want to take any more of the story, but that's how we were introduced.
Oh, that's great. Melanie, this meeting, your interest was in bringing about some serious healthcare changes in your life. How was it? Did it get started? Where did you get the faith to get started with an order?
Where did we get the faith? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you placed an order there somewhere along the way.
Oh yes.
The Clark loan you some product.
Yes, Jack and Sherry loaned us some products, and we used them for a few weeks. But at the second week, we started to noticed pretty much a lot of dramatic changes happened in our daughter's life as she's years old, and morning grogginess started to go away at about 12 days, and decision making started to happen quite rapidly versus in the past. you know, mommy, I want Cheerios this morning. We had never heard that because our child could not make a decision in the morning in the first 2 hours of her morning, pretty much. We had gone through pretty much hell of a kindergarten year trying to get her up every morning. And at the 12th day, probably after the 12 days of sleeping on the sleep system, she started waking up happy by herself in the morning and getting out of her room, which she'd never done, and coming down the stairs. And a couple of weeks after that, she started dressing herself and asking us if it matched.
Told me for the first time I was pretty at about 15 days of being on the water in the sleep system. She would have never known that before. She would have never known if I had a uniform or a pretty dress or anything on. She wouldn't know the difference. So she told me for the first time I was pretty. So that kind of gave us a lot of changes happening at the same time on the products. And we were a little bit, my husband was very convinced. I was very skeptical, as I've been an emergency room nurse for almost 18 years now, and drugs and, you know, reaction of drugs are what we deal with and not necessarily the natural medicine. So we had some very pleasant changes in her. She started interacting with her brothers and sisters, started feeding her brother that's 1 year old, things like that that kind of all connected together.
Well, Melanie, hold a second here. I'm going to push this on what we call Q&A mode for Mac and Pat to just ask you a series of questions here. Hold on a second. Pat and Mac, why don't you take it over from here and find out about how this thing all unfolded, because now we have a brand new silver in Melanie, and there's an incredible amount of stories behind all of this.
Well, great. Well, Melanie, we have a lot in common. I'm an ER nurse too. So.
Oh, excellent.
So, I guess my first question to you, you know, kind of that we started in a similar fashion, in regards to, well, actually, you had a leap up from me, because Jack and Sherry actually said, you know, we're looking for somebody to join us in business, and you said, what business? So you actually had a leap on me. You knew there was a business with this. But so when did you, you know, from the time that you started to see some benefit,
yes,
and obviously there was an emotional impact there in regard to the benefit. I heard it in your voice when she called you pretty.
Yes.
When did you make the decision, or had that started before you even saw the benefit in your daughter in regards to sharing this with other people?
We took the decision, my husband and I had decided not to speak of it because my skepticality, I guess. We had decided, I said, let's just wait and see what this does. So it took a while for us to start to speak of the product and about the product and telling anybody she was on the product. I would say maybe a good, because we purchased a large pack that was back in, I don't remember the date. Sherry and Jack probably know more than I do, but
it was in June.
So it took until June for us to buy the pack, and I know before we bought the pack, we hadn't spoken much of the things except to our direct family members, but neighbors and friends and people from the hospital. I did share that with quite a few neurologists because of my concerns and my skeptical side, you know, of me and, making sure I wasn't doing something that was going to affect her in any wrong senses. So we shared it in that sense, but as far as sharing the results, we were kind of a little bit reserved and waiting to see what else was going to happen and also to see if it was going to continue to happen. That was one of my things, like maybe this is going to be a temporary effect, or maybe this is going to, I didn't know. So we did wait a little bit before we started sharing. We didn't start selling anything probably until September.
Okay. So that brings up a few more questions. And then the reason I'm asking is it gets me in regards to where your mindset was. So initially you heard there was a business. And then obviously she got into products. So were you intrigued when you heard there was a business that you were open to a business? Or were you
not
still
so much
in a... What's that?
Not so much. I was not so intrigued by the business. I was so focused on my child, and as you know, if you have an autistic child, I mean, you have really no resources. So we were very focused on her, and I did tell Sherry and Jack, I appreciate you guys, you know, putting us as a business consultant. I don't believe we'll be salesperson. I mean, I'm an RN. My husband is by far not a salesperson. I don't think we're going to go for the business. I think we were pretty much adamant about this when we first started. I said, great that it's happening like this, but we weren't going in for the business part, no.
Okay, but you were appreciative that they told you about both sides.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So the point that I want to make to the field is that we don't have a right necessarily to judge where people are at, but we need to give them both sides of the picture, both oars. I call it both oars.
Right.
Of the water.
It was a possibility there, and that was nice that we knew about that, and it was nice that we could save the amount of percentage that we did because we made a large purchase, you know. So, yes, it was very nice for us.
Okay. So then Jack and Sherry, being the skilled people that they are, obviously realize that the majority of people that connect with Nikan, we want their connection with Nikan for life. And then we tend to service that person in the realm of their need, and your need was your family.
Exactly.
Okay. What moves you toward investing in the pack, which, by the way, for those in the field, that's the best way to get the synergy that you need for a person. But what made you make that decision?
I think it was the woman part of me. When you see the sales, you want to jump for it. You feel like you get more for your money. We were debating between the medium pack and the large packs, and we really wanted the optimizer for the water and the air system. So really, when you counted it down money-wise, that was a good investment.
Okay. So again, for those in the field that are worried about leading with the pack, you know, Melanie, you hit it right up front. We love to know the clear information of packs so we can get our best bang for our buck.
Okay. We wish we could have adapted the pack. That was the only downside. We wish we could have adapted to the size of the bed, but that's another story. We were happy with what we purchased, and we still are.
Okay. So in that, I guess this is all for Sherry and Jack. In that interim where you were, I'll call you a signed-up consumer, that knew about the business, but you were a signed-up consumer, you already mentioned that you already shared it with some people, but more in a you know, a skeptical way or a questioning way. How did Jack and Sherry support you during that time so you actually moved forward in that interim before you started really moving more in September?
I think one of the big things was for us to attend to their monthly meetings. That opened a lot of our, I guess, curiosity. It opened a lot of our, or answered a lot of our questions, I should say. Because, you know, we were so focused with the autism, that's all we would see that Nikan would do. But then it opened all these other possibilities, and seeing and hearing all these other testimonies made us see what Nikan could really do to other people and other conditions, other diseases, other, you know. So it kind of opened our mind there by going to the meetings and, you know, just being there for us. They kept calling us and asking us how she was doing. You know, what progress was she making? They were very, supportive and also interested in our, you know, we felt that they had an interest in us, that they weren't just a salesperson to us, you know, that's kind of made a relationship versus just here's a product and goodbye, see you later, and if you ever need, call. No, that wasn't that way. We received phone calls from them frequently. A lot, just asking, you know, how is she, with, you know, have you noticed anything else? And we would take notes with the, we had a notepad here in the kitchen of things that our child would have never done and she was doing. So I would just kind of share those with them, and that was a good way. Since we weren't sharing with anybody else at the beginning, it was kind of a good way to have, you know, to be able to share with them all what was happening, you know.
Okay, so I have, a statement of clarification for the people on the call. One thing you see very, very well done, that Melanie, as a signed-up consumer, not even thinking about yet sharing this in any way, is that Jack and I'm praising you guys, Jack and Sherry, they did what they were supposed to do, which was frequent follow-up and meeting the needs. But one other thing I want to underline was they probably helped you, Melanie, and your husband set a benchmark, even if maybe they didn't use that term or maybe they did use that term, but they started getting you focusing on what you hadn't seen and what was changing.
Correct.
So your awareness was more focused on the benefit.
Correct.
Okay. The other thing I want to ask you a question, because, again, this is about the field learning to obviously blow this wide open so the world has the benefit that you guys are experiencing, and that's through the business. We get more on people. How did Jack and Sherry invite you to plug into these meetings when you said right up front you were incredibly busy, you were very focused, your life was quite disrupted, and I know you're an ER nurse, so, my gosh, you know, the stress that you're under as well. And when you'd already said no to the business, how did they invite you, or how did you determine you wanted to plug into that?
Well, I think by curiosity. I mean, we wanted to know a little bit more. We had started, we researched in the meantime while our child was on the loaner product. We researched a little bit, about the company. We researched, and I made, like I said, many phone calls. But it was intriguing me as I made phone calls and heard different things that it helped people at different levels and with different problems in their life. It just kind of is intriguing to me. And the frequency of their meetings is actually convenient. Even though if we have the three children, it was kind of, we were able to either one of us or sometimes a few times we were able to both make it to the meetings. But they have meetings twice a month, so that was kind of convenient for us to go. And we really were intrigued of what else could it do. And then, of course, from the get-go, they did tell us, yes, you can pay back this package is bought, you can gain it back by just, selling some products. So that got our curiosity, opened up, and that's how it
Okay. All right. Well, my gosh, this is perfect because, people join Nikan in multiple facets of need, and it's our job of getting you guys to get a higher picture of what you have your hands on. It sounds like Jack and Sherry did that very well. By number one, having a support system for you to plug into, and not and making it feel safe that you could come, that you weren't being pushed into the business, but you were in a learning mode. So in other words, we're servicing both sides of the entry point: those that really want to hit this hard, and those that want to be part of Nikan for life and have a better benefit for the family. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd like to ask one question too here. I mean, Jack and Sherry do a fantastic job of plugging in, keeping the information flowing, and obviously Jack and Sherry mentioned at one time there was this course called Humans Being More. You did attend that, and what was your going-in perception, and what happened when you came out of that two-day course?
Well, we weren't so sure what we were getting into. We went in and took it as a little bit of a it was a little bit of a struggle for us to find babysitters in two full days, but we went in a little bit not knowing what we were getting into, and it was very positive for both of us. I thought it was nice that it was nothing against Nikan, but it wasn't about Nikan. It was really about us, so I thought that was a great way for the company to show that they can also help you personally in your personal life, not only help your health or help your when you have three young children, you kind of forget about yourself sometimes, and old little scar can carry on in life. And I think if Nikan is there for you, not only for your, like I said, your physical health or your, but it can definitely help you at the personal level. So that was very very nice for us, very good and positive.
When did you attend that, Melanie? Was that because you said you started to share things in September, but you bought the pack in June?
We went to Humans Being More about 3 weeks ago, Sherry, I think.
Okay, so after you'd made the decision to do the business.
Oh, yeah, it was after. Yeah, we started selling lots of products in September, I believe, was our biggest month. The people at the hospital and the physicians that had tremendous results were the ones that made us have a huge month in September and in October and November. So that's how we became silver. So in those months, it was after we started to sell and grow in the company and all of that. Yes.
Okay. Okay, I want to shift to that activity because that's what people are wanting to know is how you created that activity. But I want to make a have a little dialogue before I set that up. You made a statement, and you'll probably chuckle about this, that you weren't really interested in the business because you and your husband aren't a salesperson. But at the same time, would you not agree in the emergency department, as a nurse, trying to achieve the maximum benefit for a client, that one of the biggest strengths a nurse has is simplifying information so a person understands a choice that they can make to improve?
Correct.
Would that be kind of a correct statement? Okay.
They have,
So in any way, is that what a perceived sale? It's not sales, it's information, and then the person makes the decision. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what I see transition most times when people connect with Nikan is they have a perception up front that sales are bad because they've run into somebody that's pushy and they're selling you, versus really good salespeople, if you could call them that, actually they don't sell at all. They bring clear, concise information to a person that has a need, and then that person takes off and makes their choice. Okay, so is that kind of what happened in September when you started to see a value and you started to share that value and excitement with other people? Explain what happened. Just go ahead and share your story of what you did and how this kind of just blew wide open for you.
Well, I think I started to share the story of what happened to our child, and I put it on a few of the physicians, that one in particular that had a tremendous low back pain after having 3 back surgeries, and he had a miracle. It's now 13 weeks, I believe, since he's had no pain and he hasn't taken any medications. So we've had those little, I shared my story, and we had a few miraculous little story here and there. And mainly approached a lot of the physicians that had heard of Nikan but that had never tried, or that had heard and had not been consistent with it, or hadn't, didn't know that they had so many products now in the years of now versus 10 or 12 years ago. So I think by sharing that with, it just kind of boomed. People were very, very intrigued by all of this. I carry my jug of water to the hospital. They all want to drink my water. They all want to wear my insoles. They all want to. So it kind of, I just shared this way, and it happened by itself. It wasn't really something that I said, oh, you need to try this. People would come to me and, Miss Mel, I heard you got this for that, or I heard you have this thing for your back that hurts, that helped your back. And it was just kind of like this. It happened kind of, it flew in like a, versus me going at people. People were coming at me after certain of those results.
Well, again, back to clarifying kind of what happened is, there was a point that I think that unconsciously or consciously you shifted, that you just saw the pure excitement of this. And
exactly.
From what it sounds like, what you just shared was that you didn't go into the hospitals and approach doctors and nurses and other people by going, let me tell you how this water works. Let me tell you the dynamics between this, which, by the way, I commend you for, because you're a nurse, and
right.
We tend to have skeptics just mean you have questions, but you have the analytic portion because that's where we come from. But it sounds like you purely went from the side of, joy, excitement, and just using it, and attraction and raw energy that people see when you're excited about something versus technology and what I call,
exactly.
Okay. I just want to clarify that, because everybody says, how do you approach medical people? And you approach them in the way that everybody should approach people, which is with urgency, excitement, fun, benefit.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes a lot by questioning them, the physician, as if they've heard it, or if they're, my friends, physicians that I work with, just by questioning, that brought their, they were intrigued and then questioned me and then wanted to try and then wanted to see and then wanted to, it just kind of, because I was the one questioning them initially about it, and that kind of brought their attention to me and then brought questions at me, and that's kind of how it went, I think.
So when you say you question them, what do you mean by that?
I questioned a lot of the physicians, the neurologists mainly, but I also questioned a lot of the physicians that I work with, which are ER physicians and internists and different specialists. And also, we have, you know, we're in Georgia, so we have a lot of different ethnicity. I mean, there's very diverse culture here. We have people from all kinds of countries. So sometimes I just ask a couple of doctors, hey, have you heard of these products from Japan, you know, Nikan? Have you ever heard of this company, Nikan? And they'd be like, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I have. What is it again? And then they started looking at me at the catalog, and I was explaining about my daughter, how it went, and then their curiosity was then, you know, completely open, and they were very open to see, try, taste, feel, you know, whatever. So that kind of opened up. I opened the door like this. It starts to certain people in that sense of, you know, have you heard of this? Because I'm as a question inside me, because I still, you know, this is probably back in, you know, August or something when we were seeing the results, but then I was yet curious if other people have known of this, or if they did, or if they didn't, and so that brought a lot of, you know, conversations and talks and, you know.
Okay, so obviously a wonderful opening and technique to, you know, remember to carry on in your career with Nikan, is develop that curiosity that they're wanting to move toward you instead of a bombardment where they move away from you.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, did you actually, shifting gears here, did you actually say, I am going for this thing called silver, or did Jack and Sherry Clark say, you know, let's get in motion and really, how did all that go where you broke silver and now you're setting your goal to move on to gold?
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, ourselves was so large in September, but again, I didn't want to be too aggressive or too, you know, I didn't like this dead end, you know, the end of the month type of thing. So I was like, okay, well, I know I have this, but that's going to fall into next month. That's okay. I said, we'll get there. It might be a multiple month thing, but I know there's so much potential that it didn't bother me to do it over. I didn't want to rush it and do versus just do it and introducing the people nicely and get them comfortable with everything and not, you know, not saying, oh, I need to do this before the end of the month or before this date. So that's why we expanded it over, you know, a few months period. Mm-hmm. But there's so many, we've built so much potential right now that I have no worries of our next month, you know, coming up. Mm-hmm. Just because we did it non-aggressively and kind of, you know,
I would say, it sounds like, okay, one of the things Mac and I are really big on words, and aggressive, you're right. Aggressive is in my mind, a negative thing where you're forcing people into your decision versus assertive,
correct,
which is, I know what I have my hands on, I need to show it to you, but then you give them information, let them determine on their time. But it sounds like at the same time, you did have a goal. So therefore the goal was what you're shooting through. I think goal is never something you shoot at. You should shoot through, which is why you shoot on to gold. But you also realized that you had to gain momentum to do that. So you were willing to do the work, get in motion, and create this mass confusion at the same time knowing some people take longer to close. So talk about numbers. What were you willing to, and how did you put that into your busy lifestyle? It sounds like you did it concurrently with your lifestyle.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I do take time at work to do it, and I try to dissimulate it a little bit, but I do take time. It's something I have to be careful, of course, because you don't want to fall into conflict of, you know, professional, you know. But I, you know, my main streams are, we've done appointments with the physician, you know, at either Sherry and Jack's house or at their offices or, you know, after hours. But I do here and there, you know, the biggest part is gets done at the hospital, sort of, on my breaks or, the nurses and the physicians have been tremendously pleased with the Nikan product. So that brings a lot of credibility to the patients. The physicians are now sending our way so many of their patients, which three of them, you know, one of them went senior last night, and just by the physician telling a patient, listen, look at this. I have a physician that takes his shoes off and takes his flex out of his back and shows his bracelet, shows his necklace, and he tells, here, call my friend Mel, you know, this is my, Mel's my friend, and she's going to hook you up, you know, and that's what he does, and so it kind of, it flew in, you know, through work, yes, but then mainly through phone calls after work also, and I only work 3 days a week, so on my days off, then we make phone calls and follow-up calls, and, you know, so that's how, yeah, that's how we've done it.
Okay, so again, let me again clarify for the field just some of the things I'm seeing and what you're saying is, number one, everybody has kind of their warmest market, and a lot of times it's your colleagues, and so obviously you stepped into that warm market, and you did it in a positive, assertive, not aggressive way. You did it in an information way where they came to you, which, by the way, I get this question all the time as a nurse, and you'll get it throughout your career. How did you do it without conflict of interest? I heard you say that word. And you answered it in multiple ways. One, you said you were careful to bring it up, but do it on the break. Or later set an appointment and take it outside the hospital. That's huge.
Yeah.
People tend to get upset when their employees are working when they're supposed to be taking care of a trauma patient.
Correct.
The totally. Other thing that you did was, it was how you brought it into that, I'll call it culture, that, and this works with anything. I'm just picking your culture because it's one that we get asked about a lot. And you did it in an informational way, and you let them grow, and then you help share those stories, and then again, you service the needs of people kind of away from there. And so now you have a referral base going on, which is huge.
They come at
now,
every day.
I'm going to shift gears here again a little bit. You have another warm market, I'm sure, that it you probably haven't tapped yet, or maybe you have, the autism market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I mean, we have three, including our child, there's three right now, well, actually four, this other one is not autistic. We have three autistic children that we have helped, including Bella, but so two others. One is in Canada. It's my cousin's grandchild. She called me and asked, she says, Mel, I've heard through one of your cousins that you're doing something on your child, and can I just buy all of this for mine? For my grandson. So we had everything shipped up there to Canada, and Julian is 5 years old, pretty much much more severe than my child is, I would say, and he is very, he's doing very, very well. He's right now singing, he's sleeping well, he's doing very well in class, and my little cousin has not told any of the teachers what she was actually doing with him, but she has kept receiving nice teacher's note as the weeks have gone since September, since the beginning of school, of how well he was doing compared to the previous pre-K special ed that he had done. So he's doing wonderful, and we've held another little child here in Georgia named Logan that is also doing actually very well, reading very well, having, you know, trying to make friends that he wasn't before. So we've helped those two that I know for a fact that are doing very well. As you know, it takes a little longer with the autistic community.
Uh-huh.
As a parent, I think, you know, you kind of want to see results first before you invest, so it's a little difficult to come across. But when they hear it, we have a list of autistic, you know, parents of autistic children, we have a list here that we need to just keep contacting because they want to know more. They want to come to seminar, but you know, it's hard to find child care and all that. So it is a little bit of a harder community, I think, to come across. You know, I think we were skeptical but yet open. But people, I think it's a little bit of harder to come across. But I think, you know, there's lots of good stories there to, to help, and that shows them that, yeah, they can be helped, and yeah, they can get better, and yes, they can have a normal or acceptable social life, and all.
Okay, so again, let me just point out something again. I see a trend here just to help the other people. Number one, you impacted those that had they were open to change and they had some kind of trust relationship with you. So in other words, you know, some people want to go in and do a talk at an autistic center, and sometimes even families that have their own autistic child will try that avenue. And one of the things that you said, some are open and some are not, and some are, you know, have to see some proof. So it splits them into three categories: ones that are ready and seeking, ones that have maybe had their hope dashed a few times, so they're a little more hesitant, but they'll come along later, and then the ones obviously that aren't going to do anything. But if you come in from the what I call the ground floor of making the credible connections that you do have and get into the warm market, it could actually rise up into the other market. Would you kind of agree with that?
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah.
And I think hearing the story and seeing, sometimes just seeing the child will help tremendously, or, you know, describing. I think if someone doesn't have an autistic child, it might be a little harder, but, you know, to explain what it could do to one. But once you've lived it and you tell the story, I think people, you know, could, you know, be very intrigued and yet, you know, interested.
And also highlight, and I'm sure Jack and Sherry did this because, again, I know them, in regards to what I hear in you, you're not asking for somebody with the Nikin products to come to you and offer you a cure for your autistic child. You're looking to improve their daily quality of life to a higher function and you know, a family benefit as well. Would that not be true?
Yes. And we.
And what would you have felt if somebody came to you offering you a cure with a wellness home? Would that have had you running the other direction?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly.
We've called it now, it's kind of our passive time and our passive way to help our child now. That's what we came as a conclusion, my husband and I, pretty much, because we, you know, we have the two other ones, and it's not always easy to have that time to, you know, to focus. You really want to focus on that one, but you don't want to neglect the other ones that are normal in the family and that are, you know, completely there and all that. So for us, we've called NECAN our passive helper, because it's while she sleeps, and it's while she's at school drinking her little water, and now she's wearing a little necklace, and, you know, it's just one of those things that we can passively do, and yet she's better, therefore that gives us more time with our, you know, the rest of the crew, you know. It's one of those things. So people kind of like that, you know, as in, you know, here you go. It's not, you don't have to sit down and do this and reprimand and try to, you know, be just 100% there. So, you know, your life improves, you know, tremendously. But sometimes they don't see it that way. So that's kind of, it became my, almost my logo, because I think it's a way to passively help your child, and therefore it gives you more quality of life. But,
super. Well, what are, and now pass it to Mac and you know, I guess Jim, and what are your goals for the future with your Nikin business?
Well, I think we're going to pursue it to the top. I think we with the results that we've had, you know, we can't decline it, and we ourselves feel better, and lots of our family members feel tremendously better. So we've decided, why not? You know, my husband is from a foreign country. We're both from foreign countries, but we've decided to take it to the top. You know, we will. I think what we've experienced is easy to share. And again, you know, we have good people behind us that are helping us, Sherry and Jack. And I mean, we've met very nice people through NECAN. It's very family oriented. It's very nice. We don't have family in America, so it's kind of nice. You know, it's just made it a whole. I think, yeah, that makes us want to go further up and reach to the top, I think. And you know, it's a lifestyle. You know, we're being foreigner. I mean, you know, we always call to travel and to, you know, to do different things. And maybe NECAN will be, or is, you know, our way to do all of the things we want to do, and I think we see it's possible. Now, at the beginning, we couldn't quite see it because we weren't sure what we were going to do with it, and now I think we're pretty convinced, Al.
So basically what I see is that with Sherry and Jack matching action with your action and showing you possibilities, you now see and grasp the possibilities. I still hear the tentative if, but I see, but that's okay. I mean, but I see that you actually can see that there is a structure in place for you and a lifestyle that tastes pretty good. Let me just give you a little words of wisdom, being that I come from a very, you and I are very similar backgrounds, but this goes for everybody on the line. But I'm going to use your career. You know how in nursing, when you made a decision you wanted to do it, but you didn't know where you were going to go with it, and at first, alongside when you were new, your knees were shaking, and you knew you wanted to do it, but your knees were shaking, so you really you had a preceptor or multiple preceptors that you walked with, and then as you got better, you pulled back from those preceptors, but you knew they were right around the corner when you were in motion, and you had a question, you ran to the preceptors or you called on them, and then as you went higher up in your career, your preceptors, how they coached you changed, but the smart people actually use the preceptors. You remember that stage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Nikan. These guys, Jack and Sherry and their team, are your preceptors. And what people, biggest transition I've seen people going from a strength of working as an employee to going into becoming, you know, an entrepreneur that possibilities really are unlimited and Nikan unlimited, is in entrepreneurship or in Nikan, the sign of strength is leveraging your preceptor. And as you grow, it's phoning them with, this is what I'm doing, you know, let's brainstorm where to go. In the world that you're from and most of us come from, which is the career path, it's actually a sign of weakness to ask for help. Lean on them, pick their brains, be in motion. You can learn as you go, as you saw. But number one, keep your excitement as your number one visible thing, because that's why people are attracted to you.
True.
Well, and Pat, that's a very good analogy there of the preceptor, because, yes, she drew on the preceptor, and now she will become a preceptor for the next phase of people coming through. And,
right.
And that's the growth. But
that's the duplication.
Sure, absolutely. I like the fact of Melanie, you bringing up the family pillar, because Nikan is a family, and it is a close-knit family, and they really do care about other people. So that is a good place. And it sounds like you're very comfortable with this. You said passive, and we like that word passive, because if you change the environment in your home and you put yourself in a very good energy, thriving environment, then the body will do what it was designed to do, is to heal itself. And
correct.
So,
or rise up and perform better at its optimal.
Absolutely. So you kind of accept that and see the value of the sleep and see the value of the water and see the value of the synergy of all these products working together. And so it makes it simple. Is that simple to explain now, Melanie?
Oh, totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Sherry. Can I just...
Absolutely.
From the, you know, being a royal diamond here, you get a little more picky about, you know, who you want to work with. You know, I mean, you learn to look at people and say, who will team? And like you're talking about, building a team. And when they came to the house and we really got to know them that first time, because at the booth it was like just a few minutes. It was nothing. I didn't even know them. Jack met them. And so I think I was over talking to another doctor in another booth. And so they came here with a couple of their children. And Melanie, when you walked out the door, we just looked at each other and said, oh, my God, they're royal diamonds. And the thing that I don't think that you can go to royal diamond very easily unless you have that gift of vision where you can look and you can see people for who they are before they can see who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, you and Tony are such a team because she works 12-hour shifts, and so he's a lot Mr. Mom because she's gone that whole day, 3 days a week, sometimes four. And he's the one that does the computer. She'll text him or call on her break and say, enter this order, and
sign this person up, and they have such different gifts that they aren't bucking each other like a lot of couples do. They have different talents, different gifts. They love each other. They work well together. We went out to dinner that right after we met. We just went to dinner, the four of us, and had a blast and just absolutely fell in love with each other as people. And we're a lot older than they are. They're my children's age. So it was Jack and I said, we want to team and work with this couple, but we knew we couldn't push. We had to let them evolve through the process, and it took months. But we didn't want to lose them, and we knew if we pressured and pushed, we would lose them, because Melanie was very skeptical, but if you could hear her when she's excited, people come to Melanie because she's Melanie. Everybody loves Melanie. She walks into a doctor's office, they grab her, hug her, and kiss her. Who does that? I've never seen that in all my years. I have never seen the relationship. People trust her, and she didn't pressure at the end of the month because she didn't want to lose the relationship and the trust. So they gave up the goals each month of breaking silver and let it roll 4 months because she wanted to respect them and the timing they needed to go through the same process that she and Tony did. And so we learned to work together like that. They're just a treasure.
But what I hear you saying, Sherry, is that this is how people have to transition their thinking, is that you're out there looking, who would I like to spend the rest of my life with as a business colleague?
Absolutely.
And would enjoy having my family be around their family. That, and does that person have the ability, if they truly saw the whole thing, at the end of seeing it all, if they made the decision yes, which it's their decision too or not, would they get into motion and can they see this? And so you already had to answer all those questions up front when you met them. Now that means you're going to take the time, but it's focused time, to get them properly brought through the several months it took for them to get enough of the trust dynamics to make a decision. And you're respecting the fact that that's how they're building their business, is that trust factor. But you have to have momentum and trust to hit goals, but if you don't have momentum, it would take you forever to build this, because if you're doing one person at a time and waiting for them to go through 4 months or 5 months or 8 months of trust, you're not going to get very far. It sounds like you're paralleling momentum and excitement alongside with respecting the people's speed. Is that correct?
Yeah, but Melanie did this very different. Melanie built it all the front line.
Okay.
All of her 25,000 and now more, over 30,000, came from frontline activity. Only this past week did it go to second and then third level through a doctor's referrals of patients. And then they brought another patient to a presentation that Melanie and Tony did. We didn't even go. They drove 45 minutes to another town here in Atlanta and did it on their own. So we have duplicated.
Excellent.
They went and did that. But Melanie, tell them what you did. With the jewelry, sight unseen. She had never seen the new jewelry. She didn't have it yet.
I just told everybody that we were getting a new jewelry line that was cool looking, that looks like these fighter necklaces and they were very powerful as far as, you know, for migraines and for neck pains and for just energy and, you know, balance and all of this. And I promoted them. I just promoted them at wholesale price, and some of it at the pack price, because I knew I was going to buy a jewelry pack. So I just promoted as, before they came out, I had a list of, I don't know, Tony, how many, 40?
She sold 40 of the power band necklaces and 45 of the bracelets, sight unseen, before the...
Without them seeing it, right?
Yeah,
and
she sold it out. I mean, she just told people about it, and she sold 85 of them.
And now on a daily basis, I have at least two or three people that are ordering them. So I always offer them, you know, especially when it's just an item like this, because I see it as a further referral. I sell them at wholesale because I feel that, you know, these are going to be my future customer. And sure enough, I have a lots of repetitive, I call them repetitive offenders, but they keep coming at me. Miss Mel, can I have two more? My mom wants one for her friend, and she wants it for Christmas, and she wants this. So I get, on a daily basis, I sell at least 2 to 3 or 4 just of the power bands for the neck. That's the biggest seller. And as, you know, in the hospital setting, I always tell them that the necklace is better than the bracelets in the sense of for washing hands and for germ purposes. So that kind of stays in your neck versus in your wrist where you have contamination there. So they're very popular. And then now one of the pulmonologists is very excited. He's bought over $700 of jewelry now. And he is just promoting it for me. So on the floors, because I don't know the floor nurses, I work ER always. So they come from upstairs and ask me about the jewelry.
So again, what I hear is
she signs them up, and she has 7 seniors. Front line.
Well, and again, I hope people on the line grasp. You know, you see viral jokes across the internet just take fire, and you see viral whatever. This product is a viral product, meaning it can sell sight unseen if you don't make it technical. You make it fun, which Melanie did. Melanie made it fun and purposeful benefit. And then she even kind of subcategorized what would work best for them. Because in the hospital, I can tell you right now, being in the ER, to have a necklace that can be grabbed and ripped off by a patient, which I hadn't done many times, this is a perfect one. You just pop it back on.
Exactly.
Not broken. But because of that, she looked at the future. And for those of you that are trying to make ends meet and you're moving slow, you may not want to give your wholesale away because these aren't that price tied. But she had a game plan in that initial launch and, you know, hitting 85 people that then now, can you imagine having 85 new people on the product, where that could go? I mean, you had a big vision there, Melanie, and it's starting to pay off now.
Exactly, and I didn't want to do the, you know, the retail price or the, you know, I even shipped it all to our home, and I didn't charge anybody any shipping, so I charged them wholesale price plus a little bit of tax, and that was it. So they were all excited because, and I told them this is it, you know, that week when I sold the most and it was our week to go silver, I said, listen, this is the price it's going to be. After that, it's going to be more expensive, but this is the price it is now. And this and that, and they were so excited. Everybody's put them in their Christmas stockings. And but like I said, the main thing now, I think, is what's happening is that everybody's coming from everywhere at
you
me,
created
asking
momentum.
Me about it. And please, yep. Can I have those? And when can I get those? Could I get those before Christmas? And could you order me those now? And, you know, can I bring you a check now? And they come with their cash in their hands, and they just want it now. So,
yeah. And because I see we're reaching the top of the hour, I want to, you know, transition again here. When you have people that have never bumped into this company, or they bumped into it, like Melanie mentioned, 10 years ago and didn't understand what this company has today, you want them to enter with fun, enthusiasm, and become at least a consumer that's entered the door. Because in this day and age, people are looking for brands to trust. They're looking for companies to trust. Once they enter the foot in the door, then they can see, and we were using the analogy down at the Phoenix meeting we all just came back from about the home entertainment system. They're looking for basically all the components that come together that make everybody's life easier. And they can grow into that once they've got that foot in the door with the trust to the Nikon Entertainment System, which is Wellness Home, you know, which obviously Melanie's experienced getting the pack, and now has got that benefit. So you got to get their wow and their excitement and their urgency. Melanie is a perfect example of that. And Sherry, do you want to say anything last, or Melanie, do you want to say anything last, or Mac, or even Jim? Who wants to jump in there? And
well, this is Jack. I will say something. You've obviously noticed that Melanie is a promoter style. You know, I teach the styles, and I'm a promoter. And boy, to work with another promoter, I don't know which one of us is more excited. It's just unbelievable when the synergy gets going like that. But I will say that dripping on good people is what we do. We give them CDs. We talk to them about stories. We do a lot of testimonies at our previews. We give them fuel so that their own fires can start to explode and flame. And it sometimes it's kind of a slow-burning fire, and sometimes it just takes off like a rocket. Both kinds are good. You just want to help people, and the other thing I'll say is you have to be involved in their world. When it gets down to the bottom line, I wouldn't care if we made a dime off of Melly and Tony, because for Bella to come in and say, "Hi, Mr. Jack," and give me a hug, which she never did, that's what this business is all about.
Yeah, I mean, she never really hardly knew we were in the room or anybody else, and never recognized her one-year-old brother and her three-year-old sister. And now she's over at the neighbors today playing and having a Santa party with all the kids, and she's just one of the kids now. I mean,
she's Santa. Santa. She was always Santa.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now,
yeah.
See, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes. This is it, you guys.
But you know what's you know what's exciting, Sherry and Jack and Melanie and your husband's name's Tony, and then all the people on the line. This could be our world. Look outside the box and see how big this could be if Nikan, you know, were in 80 countries and we had 10% market penetration in all those 80 countries. Do you realize how many people would be living their quality of life? And so what I want to end on is that every career, you know, earns you money, but in this one, your career that earns you money is based on the fact that this has entered a person's home and is putting them on a proactive approach for health, or restoring it, or giving that balance back. And so even though many times we always joke, and not joke, but say, you know, we get so much benefit out of the life-changing stories, I look at the income you earn and the volumes you produce, and getting the company to triple and tenfold their volumes is a scorecard of how big our impact is. And we need to really, really impact, because I know Melanie, coming from an ER background, you know how big we need to impact out there by being proactive with this company. So we wish you luck. I don't think you need luck. it sounds like you've got that on your shoulder, but just continue to go out and do what you're doing and create a lot of chaos. Oh, and I think Mac wants to say one thing.
Yeah, I want to turn it back over to Jim, because we are at an hour. What's your plans next, Jim? Jim went on mute. Jim Dragon? Probably.
Okay, I don't know if he's there, but I just, you know, think.
Well,
all right. Well, we'll end it here. Look for a Melanie and Tony, because Tony is a very big part of this, too. She's the personality, and he's the, what do you think, the mortar that holds all the bricks together, Melanie? He's
That's right.
He's my mortar.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now, Jim.
Okay, I just want to say, everybody, the next call will be January the 8th. Everybody make a note of the number that you just called in on and put it on your calendar for January 8th, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, our focus will be on new and exciting things that are going on in the business growth of Nikan. And, of course, there will be January 1st announcements by the company, of course. It's going to be an exciting time. So I look forward to all of you being back on this call then. And thank you, Royal Diamonds, Jack and Sherry Clark, and Distributors of the Year, Pat and Mac, and thank you, Melanie, for all you've done.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And
all right, everybody have a good Christmas.
Goodbye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye.